We're getting a jump today on the Doors' 40th anniversary celebration, which officially begins next month. Let's get back to the interview I recorded in 1998 with Doors' keyboard player, Ray Manzarek. He sat at our piano. In your memoir, you write a little bit, you write a lot really, about how the Doors developed their sound and how you developed your sound as the keyboard player with the group. Let's take an example of one of those songs. Why don't we look at Light My Fire, which is probably the most famous or
most
one of
famous
the most famous
song. Yeah,
sure.
The most famous Doors song. You know, it's that worldwide popular appeal, most famous. And Robbie Krieger is actually the writer of Light My Fire. So the way we would work on songs is somebody would bring a song in and then everyone would go to work on it. It'd be like little bees just or little things spinning and working and weaving. So Robbie came in with a song. He said, "I got a new song called Light My Fire," the first song Robbie Krieger ever wrote. What a genius he is. He's just the greatest guy. Great guitar player and great songwriter. "I've got a song called Light My Fire." So he plays the song for us. And it's kind of a Sonny and Cher kind of dun, 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 light my fire. And it's like, okay, okay, good chord change. What are the chord changes there? And he shows me an A minor to an F sharp minor. And that's like, whoa, that's hip. That's cool. And then... and that's when he went into the Sonny and Cher part. No, we're not going to do a Sonny and Cher kind of song here, man. And that was popular at the time. Densmore says, "Look, we got to do a Latin kind of beat here. Let's do something in kind of a Latin groove." And I'm doing this left hand line. So John's doing ka-chinka, chinka, dunka. And we set up this Latin groove and then go into a hard rock four. And Robbie's only got a one verse. He needs a second verse. And Morrison says, "Okay, let me think about it for a second." And Jim comes up with the classic line, "And our love becomes a funeral pyre. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher," as Robbie's. Then Jim comes, "The time to hesitate is through." In other words, seize the moment, seize the spiritual LSD moment. "The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose." Whoa, that's kind of heavy. "Try now, we can only lose," meaning the worst thing that can happen to you is death. "And our love becomes a funeral pyre. Our love is consumed in the fires of Agni." And it's like, God, Jim, what a great, great verse, man. So we've got verse, chorus, and then it's time for solo. So anyway, the verse goes, "Time to hit and do that." You know how that goes. You've heard it a million times. And then into the chorus, "Come on, baby, light my fire." So it's time then for some solos. We've done a verse, chorus. Now what do? We've got to play some solos. We've got to stretch out. Here's where John Coltrane comes in. Here's where the Doors' jazz background. John's a jazz drummer. I'm a jazz piano player. Robbie's a flamenco guitar player. And we all said, you know, we're in A minor. Let's see. What do? It ends up on an E. So how about... My Favorite Things, John Coltrane. It's My Favorite Things, except Coltrane's doing it in D minor. But the left hand is exactly the same thing. It's in 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. A minor, the Doors' Light My Fire is in 4. We're going from A minor to B minor. So it's the same thing as... And that's how the solo comes about. And then we just go. So it's John Coltrane's My Favorite Things. And Coltrane's Ole Coltrane. And then that's the chord structure. Then I would solo over it. Robbie would solo over it. And at the end of our two solos, we'd go into a 3 against 4. And I'm keeping the left hand going exactly as it goes. That hasn't changed. That's the four. On top of it is three. And into the turnaround. And we're back at verse one and verse two. Back into our Latin groove. So it's basically a jazz structure. It's verse, chorus, state the theme, take a long solo, come back to stating the theme again. And that's how Light My Fire came about. The only thing left to do was to come up with that little turnaround thing. I hadn't had that yet. And we said, now how do we start the song? Do we just jump on an A minor to an F sharp? We're going to do that, vamp a little bit? I said, no, we need something more. We can't just vamp a little bit. And I started this. I put my Bach back to work, put my Bach hat on, and came up with a circle of fifths. So I started like this. Like a Bach thing, like. So, same kind of thing. B flat, I'm in G, D, F, up to B flat, E flat, A flat, to the A, to A major, yeah, that's it. And then we'll go to the A minor. I'm thinking all this to myself. So that's how the introduction came about. F, B flat, E flat, A flat, A, and the drums and everything. Jim comes in singing. And a Latinesque, and then into hard rock. So that's how Light My Fire goes. That's the creation of Light My Fire.
And you come up with this great organ solo in the middle.
Oh, that was just luck.
Which is, of course, cut out of the single.
Right, exactly.
Because your producer figured, we got to get this on the radio.
Right.
So we got to do a singles version,
yeah,
and it was what, six or seven minute track?
7 minutes. We had to cut down 7 minutes to 2 minutes and under 3 minutes. 2 minutes and 45 seconds, 2:50 would be ideal.
So he calls you into the office, plays you his version,
his
edited
version. Paul Rothschild, a brilliant genius producer, and Bruce Botnick was our engineer. Those two guys were the door number five, door number six. Without those two guys, there were six doors in the recording studio, the four musicians and Paul Rothschild and Bruce Botnick. Without them, we never would have done nearly what we did. Paul said, I'm gonna make an edit here. I'm going to do some edits. I'm going to cut Light My Fire down from 7 minutes to 2:45, 2:50. And I said, good luck, man. I don't see how you're going to do it. There's solos, Robbie's solo, my solo, all this stuff. You're going to have to do little, I figured he's going to have to do little bits and cuts and here and there and there, and just little tiny little incisions like the Chinese torture of 1,000 cuts is what he was going to have to do. You actually had to cut tape in those days, no computers, so you actually cut the tape. 2 days later, Rothschild calls and said, okay, man, I got it. I said, well, you got it. How did you do it so fast? You got 1,000 cuts. And he said, no. Just come on in. I'm not going to tell you what I did, how I did it. I just want you to listen to it. So the song starts. We're all in the control room on the big speakers at Sunset Sound. The song starts with the regular introduction, and then it's into... And it's going along, and then come on, baby, light my fire, and that's going along. Now we're into the second verse. The time to hesitate is through, no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, our love becomes a funeral pyre. Everything's going exactly, come on, baby, light my fire. Nothing has changed, everything is exactly the same. Come on, baby, light my fire, try to set the night on fire. Now it's time for the solos. I think, where's the edit, man? And we're into the solos. And I thought, I don't know where he's going to cut. This is insane. And all of a sudden, where I'm supposed to go... play my organ solo. What happens? It goes to the end of the solos. And it back into the turnaround. And there's not a solo. There's no solos. I'm out. I've got 3 minutes of solo. Robbie's got 2.5 minutes of solo. It's all gone. It just goes da, 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 and turnaround. I think, oh no, what's, and then we go back into verse number three, and then we do that exactly as the song is, and then verse number four, it's time to hesitate, no time to wallow in the mire, trying to be in love becomes a funeral pyre, come on baby, light my fire, come on baby, light my fire, try to set the night on fire, try to set the night on fire, try to set the night on fire. And it's the end of the song. And that's it. It's 2 minutes and 45 seconds long, and there are no solos in the entire song. And I thought, I'm going to kill this guy. Or I looked at Robbie, and Robbie said, you want to kill him? Let's kill him. And Paul said, hold it, hold it. Listen, I know the solos aren't there, but just think, you don't know the song. You've never heard the song. You're 17 years old. You're in Poughkeepsie. You're in Des Moines. You're in Missoula, Montana. You've never heard of The Doors. All you know is a 2 minute and 45 second song is going to come on the radio. It's called Light My Fire. Does that work? And we all looked at each other and said, you know what, man? You're right. It does. It works.
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through.
Ray Manzarek was recorded in our studio in 1998. Next month, a new book will be published about The Doors, written by the surviving members and Ben Fonctoris, and Rhino Records will release a Doors box set. This is all part of The Doors' 40th anniversary celebration.